Trash Planet contains themes of desperation and poverty. We portray a comedic, absurd, and violent world. For a full list of content warnings, please see the episode description.
Our heroes back in the action, and da 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 da, the camera is zooming, we're whooshing, it's exciting, the smash cuts, the colors, it's like an experimental French movie, you're like, ooh, ooh, high production value, bam, we see absolute whiteness, it is scorching, infinite light and heat, and the camera pulls down, and we see it's a midday sun over scorching, battered, glinting plains of Trash Planet, and the sun is burning away the juice mists, sending shards of light glinting on all this trash. It is a beautiful day. Y'all are sweaty because you kicked some ass. Can I get a status check? You are on the back of your newly stolen skimmer. You are zooming. You are whooshing. There is a powerful rumbling underneath you. You feel it in your stomach and your throat. It feels cool. It feels sexy. But less sexy is the sound of what is like 20 yards behind you, which is a big fucking metal thing attached by a cable, which is like bouncing and clanging and dragging off of every object. And yeah, that's the pod. That's the meat pod that you've successfully recovered. Yeah, what's your vibe? What's the situation?
Well, Tank is high off of his, not his kills, but his his act of heroism. And yeah, he stinks, but he doesn't know it. He's nose blind already.
This is fun, that this juice burn is more a punishment for other people than for
you. Yeah, yeah. He's just straight golden retriever mode. Oh, he's loving life.
Yapping in the sun. That's beautiful, man.
At the moment, Connie is probably like trying to hide his top of his head that's glowing now under some of like the robe a little bit, but at the same time has unyielding curiosity about what's in the pod.
Whatever it is going conk, bang, like horrible, horrible noises.
Lottie is probably just driving the skimmer, focusing on, it feels a little weird to her and she has to focus more on it, partially because she is used to driving the one that's like all janky and messed up. And the other part of it is that her free hand is currently just holding on to a stuffed animal that she's munching on thanks to her juice burn. She kept the teddy bear from earlier.
Oh,
so
incredible.
She's just, it's only got one arm left now. She's just munching away on that.
That's beautiful. What kind of energy would you say is coming off this skimmer? Like, what's your vibe on it?
A little too clean.
Ooh.
Lottie wishes that it had more dents and stuff like that. Right now, she doesn't want to do the thing that makes the first dent or anything like that.
Oh, scary. Yeah. Oh, incredible. Wow. You feel the energy. You feel that tension of a pristine thing about to be ruined. Maybe. Themes. I'm looking into the camera. All right. Enla, what's your vibe?
Enla is hanging out at the back, a little shell-shocked from the whole interaction, and definitely concocting her next for her next art installation.
Have you seen Tank fight before?
No. And I think that's shocking to Enla in a lot of ways, but she's impressed. Tank, that was like hella impressive.
I think I might be a war god.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but you were an animal out there.
Yeah, that's...
Well, think about it this way. The invisible string trick that we did, who's to say that it did not spawn a string? Because it did stop them. Is that not a threat in its own way?
No, man, it's just a string.
Connie is, like, radiant at this idea. It's just like, oh, did we not in our own way make a string?
I still can't believe that worked.
All right, so up ahead, you see the immense blue shards that shelter the city of Fresco. You're maybe 15 minutes away from town. Your heart is pounding, the wind's in your hair. Like I said, it's midday. This all just kind of took up a morning. What are you gonna do? Like, the adrenaline's rushing off. You're whooshing over the trash fields. You just stole a lot of heat. What's the move? Where are you headed?
The place we have the most protection is still back at the Screaming Slice. We don't have another... I don't think we have anywhere else.
What do you think you guys would be saying to each other about, like...
So, you know, I'm not the most privy to all the plans. I kind of show up, and then you guys kind of just tell me what we're doing. So... What are we doing with this? What was the plan the whole time? I just kind of came along.
It's fresh ingredients. I mean, fresh ingredients. That's like finding a unicorn in the desert.
Yeah, but like these seem really, really valuable. We're not just going to like put them on pizza, are we? Because that would be sick. And I would eat it.
I'd like to think that that's up to Halvard, because we can bring them back and see if pizza is the place. We don't even know what's in this thing. I'd love to see it first. But anyway, we can put it on pizza, but it could also give us an avenue for some money.
I mean, we could also take it to Tender Mercy and sell it to them.
That was the first customer, wasn't it?
Yes, that was the original customer, but then we're holding their meat for ransom?
Oh. The camera flashes over to the Tender Mercy Steakhouse, which is known to all of you, but none of you have ever set foot inside. This is in the Chips. This is in the heart of the city. It is, the camera pans over this incredible, like, dark, neon-lit building. Like, the angles are cool and, like, sexy. Like, there's, like, cool people in, you know, tight dresses standing around smoking long cigarettes with, like, pink smoke. You know, like, there's, like, a saxophone, but it's, like, a mean saxophone. You know what I'm saying? You know? And the smell come out of this place is, ooh, it's great. It's like meat and sex and neon and grime, and you're like, oh, ah! And then the camera smashes back and it's a bunch of sweaty people on the skimmer, and you're like, ah. Yep, that's a good restaurant.
They own this, right?
Yes. They technically, cool. They probably already paid for it, and basically we'd be going there saying, we hurt your delivery people, and now we're delivering this, so please give us more money.
Well, didn't they kind of like
maybe
fuck
that
up?
That wasn't the most well thought out plan.
No. That's a good point. This could be a new employment opportunity for us.
Yeah, we could pitch ourselves to be like the new Giddy Girls.
The fact that we outdid them, and I'm sure we cost a lot less than they do.
I don't know a ton about business, but I don't think we should undercut ourselves before before we go into a negotiation.
Tank's got a point. We already know how much we don't know how much they're willing to pay. We just know they're willing to pay.
I love the idea of hostage negotiating, though, and being like, and I'm cheap as fuck. You don't have to give me nothing.
Whatever you guys are paying the other group, we'll take less than half.
Also love the idea that Tank's like business savvy. Yeah.
So you guys are whooshing in close to the city. There's eyes on you. Like, as you're on approach, you're dragging a big metal thing into town, which is not super unusual, but, you know, people are going to see you here. Are you making any moves to hide your situation, or are you just like, fuck it, let's ball?
We're out of danger now. Should we just load it up?
I feel like that's probably the best call.
Why didn't we do that earlier?
Well,
we were in a hurry.
The Giddy Girls were like crawling towards you in a snail's pace. You're like, ugh.
Don't get about that weird like checker box cube head person. Like, mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, we had the Doink's Burgery after us as well.
Oh, the camera smashes.
Great burgers.
Oh, great burgers. It's true. The camera smashes back in the plains, a hole deep, covered with invisible string. We see a figure in a very cool checkerboard mask reaching down in the hole and pulling out the body of a tiny little vertebeast that got smacked when the cable broke. She's wearing a mask, so you can't see her face, but she's looking into the camera. Cut back! Y'all are happy. Y'all don't know that. any hoodle. Yeah.
Just some casual dead animals.
Yeah, you know.
A fond pet of a character we have yet to meet. Dying in their arms.
Yeah. Okay, do you stop to, like, pull the crate
in? I think so, or? Yeah.
Yeah.
While that's happening, I'd also like to see what's, if we can open it. Like, if we can open it, not necessarily wanting to open it at this moment.
Sure, yeah. Okay, so y'all get out. You are painfully crawling around on this awful sliding landscape. Enla's a little more sure-footed than the rest of y'all. This thing is so heavy. It's very, very heavy. It's good to have a skimmer working with it. It would probably take all of you just to lift it, just get it on the skimmer. And as you do, you see that very beautiful, very slick design. It looks designed as hell. This is gorgeous. It looks like the original Alien movie, you know, the production design on there. It's like, delicious. You just want to eat the shapes.
The Nostromo.
But this thing is pretty, like, it's been through orbit recently. It's also been very cracked and dinged from its recent experience being dragged away at, like, 20 miles an hour. And you see that it has on it a digital lock. So electronic lock. It wants a password. It looks like 6 digits. That this in itself, you're like, oh shit, like even the pod itself is gonna be sellable. Like you're like, oh.
Tank is just gonna try code.
Oh wow, what numbers do you choose? 6 digits.
6 digits. Let's see. 8008 S5. 5.
It cracks open. It's nailed it. No. Amazing. It just, you know, dings at you. No dice.
Shoot, I thought that would work.
Why?
You think there's 3 O's? I mean zeros. It's not. It's just numbers, I promise.
If you try it with a 2, that makes it a Z. Try that.
Oh, nice. Okay. Wait, hold on. I still have a conundrum. 2 S's or 2 O's? 3 O's.
I don't care. That was not a serious suggestion.
Okay. 3 O's. 8008 2.
No dice.
Oh, man. Thought you were onto something.
Ava jumps ahead and does 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Hey, that's the code of my luggage.
Amazing.
Super secure.
Yes. Well, we can keep trying patterns, or we can wait until it comes to me.
Everyone just looks at Connie like,
Comes to you through the threads?
Yeah, of course. I mean, that could take anywhere from 5 minutes to 2 million years.
Wait. Do numbers just come to you sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
Are they ever useful?
Rarely. I just see a number in my head and I know it's important, or it will be important, or it was important at some point in the past.
Guys. I think we need to keep an eye on him.
Tank's got the rest of y'all in a huddle. It's just like really obvious.
Time out.
So y'all are zipping and sliding right up into the screaming slice. Lottie feels pretty good to come in on a better skimmer than you left with. Kind of a rare feeling in life, you know? This thing's purring like a kitten. It's beautiful. Good piece of machinery. You come into the screaming slice. Halberd is in the middle of the rush. We've got Petra, other line cook, working with her. We've got Yanush the ghost, who's in the back chopping up stuff. And everyone kind of like grunts at you as you walk in. Like nobody's super impressed that you left or returned. It's midday. Your lunch rush. All right. And now we go into... this is specific to the game of A-State. This is maintaining our corner, maintaining our crew, just keeping up with the world around us. So we're going to talk about hope and resource gains. Do you feel like you have gained some hope or a resource, like some morale or some resource from this mission?
I mean, there's clearly a pod full of a resource, at least.
Okay, I'm hearing an argument for +1 resource. Anybody else want to...
We do have a new vehicle. Upgraded skimmer.
Yeah,
that is resource.
That is resource. Would you say this experience has inspired a lot of joy and camaraderie and how smoothly it went?
Absolutely. And watching Tank just dominate the getting girls was pretty fucking cool, too.
We cut back to a cool slow motion of Tank just like, you know, a cool punch sound. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the coolest punch sound I ever
heard. Thank you. We'll fix it in post. We'll fix the whole thing in post. It'll be great. All right, I'm willing to give you +1 resource and +1 morale out of this one, because I think it went super well. Y'all went great. In terms of, now, A-State has a thing called noise. This is kind of how big and uncontrolled your job was. Like, it could range from very stealth and nobody knows it was you doing the dirty thing to extremely crazy and attention grabbing. Where do you feel that this fell?
I think we made some noise.
An extreme amount of noise.
I don't know if it was the highest level. Because it was very targeted. So it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like getting into a fight in a town square.
It was also out in a remote location. So it's mostly just like two groups that are now mad at us.
The thought occurs that this is a big distinctive skimmer. And you just drove, like, the people want to see in the game.
We just drove into town with a shiny pod.
I am going to argue, so the scale is 0 to 6. I'm going to argue this was maybe a 5. Mm-hmm. Okay. 4 or 5. What do you feel is fair?
I think the driving through town definitely bumped.
Yeah.
So we've maxed out our noise level. Yep. What does that mean?
Okay.
Oh, no.
All right. So we are now gone +1. You can zero it. It has been zeroed. We are +1 in attention, which is something for me to know that relates to how people relate to you guys. So, all right, we are crashing in the back room at the Scream and Slice. The Scream and Slice, if I didn't say before, is our beautiful mushroom restaurant. It is shaped like a big triangle. It's got one pole leaning it upright. It's great. It's janky. It's noisy. And it's the lunch rush. You guys are in the back room. You got the skimmer just like crowded up against the door. Like, I don't think there's like a place for a skimmer to rest. So, you know, you just sort of like crunched it into the ground outside the door. And the pod is out there and you guys made it. You made it all the way out and you made it all the way back. And like your feet touch the ground. You're safe, man. The chips are protecting you. Like,
I think we can't open this pod yet. So we have to hide it, right?
I mean,
yeah.
I guess that's the best option. Well, I normally would say the basement, but we have a giant tunnel in the basement right now.
We flashback, because that was off air, to a previous adventure. We played a little bit of this game before we got on mic, where we discovered that the tunnel underneath our restaurant was collapsing. So that's a problem. But yeah, anyway, we flashback to the present moment. What would your characters do? Would you try to like hold on to it for what? Or would you just try to immediately sell it? Or
I think...
Aren't we trying to get the Tender Mercies business?
We could be their new delivery crew. I'm not against that.
What exactly would our new demands be? What's our pitch? I'm a little scared to go up there.
I believe our demands would be to not kill us, firstly, to not send any mercenary groups after us, number one.
That's a tall order.
Probably some coin.
Not a business guy. But I don't know if we could just steal their shit and then try to sell it back to them. We would probably just have to negotiate for our services of returning it, and maybe like a contract for employment.
Yeah, like a future employment. State, you know?
Yeah. I think we sort of flip-flop positions for a second.
Because... Yeah. Like, just not a business guy, again. I want to make that clear. But like,
Tank is holding a calculator, unclear why.
Like, I just don't think it's gonna gel real well with them if we go in like, hey, we stole your shit, give us money. That's kind of just like ransom and extortion.
I don't mind extorting, but yes, you're right.
Well, I don't either, but I think we need to settle on extortion or employment. I don't know if we could get away with both.
That's a good point.
I lean more towards the employment side. I like trying to make things as fair as possible.
Yeah, I don't know about you guys, but like, I've been working for Bone Meal, so I know you guys are all employed here, but I am not.
Oh, yeah, I could always use a little bit more pocket money for my projects.
So it seems employment, long-term stability. So
yeah, not getting shot in the fucking head.
That seems like a great plan, Tank. Although we do now have a turret.
Oh, interesting thing about the turret. Would one of you have investigated the gun much as you were driving out? Like,
no, I was just playing with it.
Just making pew pew noises.
You just absorbed nothing. Like, you like didn't look at... Okay, in that case, never mind, I guess. So it sounds like you're looking for employment.
Yes, yeah. I think the play is to take this to Tender Mercy, tell them that we can do the job that they were hiring the Giddy Girls for better, get a much worse reputation with the Giddy Girls than we already have, but in so doing, get a steady income from when their deliveries arrive.
We have a kick-ass skimmer now. We can do deliveries for Screamin' Slice, too.
All right. So your guys are looking at the pod, and you notice a little temperature gauge, and the number on it is nonspecific, because that would mean me committing to this universe using either Celsius or Fahrenheit, which I refuse to do. I simply won't. World building
Kelvin,
is...
Kelvin, baby.
Oh!
Incredible. Who measures meat temperature in Kelvin? I want to meet that person.
Also, like...
Kelvin zero, isn't that like the zero is zero? And the, yeah, okay, whatever.
But it's also just Celsius yeah. minus 273 degrees.
Yep. I don't know. We don't know. The camera kind of blurs when we go over the number because I'm refusing to do any world building on this. It's a number where you're like, this will last about 3 days. So, all right, what are you going to do with it in the meantime? You just kind of sling it in the shop?
Yeah, I think it has to go in the kitchen, right?
We've got to hide it somewhere. I mean, maybe we can clear out one of these cabinets. There's not much in there anyway except bone meal. You want some bone meal, Tank?
I would love some.
There we go. We found a place for the bone meal. Yeah. We found a place for the pod.
Wow.
Yeah, like, just like open up the cabinets and kind of like move some shit out of the way and like stuff it in there.
I think one of the cabinets was covered with a big cloth for a reason that is unclear to you. And so you like took it all down and moved it all. And then you just sort of hucked the tank up where the cabinet was. And so it's roughly the same size and shape. And you put the cloth back over it and you're like, okay. If you'd like to make some kind of roll about this, you're welcome to.
I think this is I don't think we're trying to hide it any more than this. People aren't going to come investigating the kitchen of, you know, I don't think that it's too much risk here.
It's all also right. padlocked already.
We'd hear somebody true. Trying to get that out of there.
So in that case, Tank heaves the thing back into position. It is upright. You reset the blanket over top. Tank, you take a big, dusty bite of bone meal. How's it taste?
Oh, it's great. I'm like dipping my hand in the bone meal, like, and then licking it off like it's like Fun Dip.
Oh, wow. Huh. And with that, on that beautiful moment, as you gaze in happiness at your bag of powders, we cut into downtime. So this is another like gameplay phase. So we have mission phase, we have downtime phase. This is downtime phase. So first off, you're going to refresh your armor and your special armor if you used it. Then let's check in with our personal agendas. So every character has a little thing they're working on. If they work on it at all, they get some XP. Let's everyone say our agenda, and then if you'd like to change it or set a new one, this is a good time for that.
Oh yeah, mine was to recruit a new cohort. I don't remember if it was for a specific purpose or not, but I think I am going to change that.
Does anyone else have a thing they'd like to do? In the meantime, like, this is not a downtime action, but just describe to me what it looks like as you get home for the day, you know? Like, you're just like, I was off doing shit, and now I'm back.
I'm probably going to my rooftop tent, which is my little home, and doing a lot of calming and breathing exercises. Trying to be more solitary, because that was a lot of violence and a lot of action, and we have a dangerous thing stashed away, like, just a couple feet away, so I want to be at my best if anything is to happen.
Hmm. What's your feeling, like, as you're doing your calming breathing exercises? Is it working, or how's it feel for you right now?
It is working, but, like, unlike usual, my hands aren't quite as steady. And there is this constant, even when my eyes are closed, I open them a little bit because every time I hear a skimmer, I think they might be coming.
Ooh. Anybody else?
For the evening, Lottie would normally probably take a little bit of a break or a nap or something like that and then move on to working on her side gig, like preparing whatever orders she knows she's going to have to fill the next day or anything like that. But today, she's probably not doing that because right now she is most likely scraping all of the, like, burnt, like, ash and scrap out of, like, the bottom of the pizza oven into a container so that she can munch on it because of her juice burn.
Whoa, okay. Incredible. I forgot about that aspect of it. Halberd wanders by as you're, you know, the oven almost never goes off. They just keep it going. So it was kind of an ordeal to even shut it down for a minute. And Halberd is like, I really got to tell you, I'm so impressed that you're taking the initiative to clean. I mean, my God, nobody cleans around here. Lottie, I just appreciate you so much. Like, you do so much for this place and for me. So thank you so much.
Yeah, Halberd. Glad I could help.
Halberd looks at you and does not comment, wanders away.
Inla will be also kind of retreating back into her space. And I imagine that she's just very paranoid about what's going on because her stress level is insane. So she's going to be thinking about her next artistic endeavor to try to help escape that stress.
You're seeing a color. You're seeing an imagery. What is like a thing that you're centering on for your next art piece?
Inla is centering around the idea of waste and how much trash there is on this planet. It feels so obvious and yet so unexplored in the art world here. So we have so many resources, but nothing new. It's needlessly pedantic.
No, it's good. Like, it is like if an artist was like, have we really explored that the ocean is blue? Like, I'd be like, well, I guess we haven't, have we?
<You know? laughs> We really explored the waste that we have in a waste-filled planet.
You get a lot of, yeah, no, it's good. It's good. I like that. How about you, Tank? What are you up to?
Tank is in the corner. He's kind of cornered another patron.
Oh.
Okay, so if you buy the tickets now, all right, you'll get a better price than 3 weeks from now when the season ticket price goes up.
Why would it go up?
Because it's an early bird special. So if it's an early bird special, there's got to be a later ticket price that's more to incentivize people to buy tickets
early.
There's
birds there.
No, well, kind of. It's an outdoor arena, so birds can be present.
I love the sky.
Yeah, and then you could watch the birds, but also you could watch like this really, really great team. The squad we put together this year is like, I think we're gonna go all the way.
Yeah, so all like, the way to the sky.
Yeah, but in like a metaphorical sense, but like in reality, like all the way to the championship and win that shit, you know.
Oh, I don't like profanity. She walks away. The camera follows her as she steps outside of the ding-a-ding through the door, flaps her wings. She just flies away.
She is a bird.
Or does she? I don't know. The camera cuts back. Or does it? Anyway. All right, let's talk about agendas. What are we thinking agenda-wise?
Okay, so I am changing mine from gain a new cohort to, I think I would like to change it to, this might be too on the nose, but like win a gamble. Basically take a random chance on something important.
Okay. I like that. That doesn't feel too on the nose. How does that tie into what just happened to you? So you've got this glowing spot on your head. You've got this big success that you just pulled off, and at the same time it feels like a razor wire. Like, it feels thin and fraught and like it could just cut right through your life in a second. Like, I don't know, how does this tie into the gamble you want to make?
Yeah, that's fair. It's funny that you say razor wire, because I keep thinking about that moment and about how that was one hell of a gamble. That it was a make or break situation, right? Like, looking forward, I think the will of the universe is that we make these big decisions just to see how they pan out. And that if we do it right, it'll work in our favor.
You flash back to the teachings of one of the elders at your temple. So the air here is still and it's heavy. And there's a lot of people breathing in sync together. So even when you're not in the exercises, everyone naturally knows to try to synchronize their breathing. Everyone stands and sits in one motion. It makes you feel like being part of an ocean wave. For all that, like the power of it and the insignificance and the importance that every little piece is moving together. How does this sit within that? That you're like, and I'll make the move. I'll make the call. Like, you think, you feel that ocean of like hands moving together, like this intricate dance that you have trained since you were a child, since you were a novice. And you think about like, and I'll make the call. I'll make the move. I'll make the gamble. Mm-hmm. How does that sit with your history?
It feels like it should go against the teachings. When you make the first move, people naturally will try to follow you, but once they realize that in the temple, once they realize that you've deviated from the established pattern, you'll probably get reprimanded. I think they're wrong. I think that the universe requires these big moves. It requires what we perceive as unexpected.
All right, so the camera pulls out on, like, Connie. I'm picturing you flowing through forms that are almost like Tai Chi. Like,
yeah.
That's how it looks. and you end up on this move that feels like you're pulling something towards you. Like, if you close your eyes, you can almost feel it. And it's something about the way your eyes are tickling, like even with your eyes closed, there's just that little glint of light from your own forehead, from the juice burning your skin. Was it a mistake or did you just win big today? And you reach out, you pull it in. Camera cuts. All right. Who else has got an agenda? What are we doing?
Tank's still trying to find boys.
Tank is trying to find boys.
Oh, man.
Before Tank goes home for the night, he's going to try to strike up a conversation with Yanesh
Oh, Yanush the ghost?
Yanush the ghost,
okay.
Yes.
So Yanush is in the back. He's doing, like, end of shift. Typically, it's Petra that opens, and it's Yanush that closes. So he's setting up for tomorrow. He's, you know, pulling out big vats of things. He's, you know, letting things rehydrate overnight. And he is dressed in a very crisp engineer's uniform from, like, 60 years ago. It is instantly iconic. This is one of these uniforms from one of the original founders of Helica, back when it was still a factory town, back when there were companies here and money to be made and not just people scrambling in the dirt. And it is, Yanush's uniform is pristine. And he just kind of, like, you know, looks at you as you wander by.
Yo, Ghostmeister. Oh. Ghostarino, what's up, my man?
Hello.
Hey. You know, I was wondering, like, yeah, you and me, we're always here at the Scream Slice.
It's true.
Yeah, and I was thinking, like, we don't know each other that well.
His mask is also an old school engineer's mask, so it's very thick, gray plastic. Kind of hard to see him through, but, like, he, like, kind of slowly swivels over to you, and you're getting a vibe off him that's like, like, I don't know.
I was just thinking, like, I don't know, like, you seem like you got, like, a really cool vibe. And I was wondering, you know, like, what's your deal, man? You seem, like, real, like, put together and...
Albert paying you in bone meal?
Yeah.
That's cool. She never gives me any bone meal, man.
Really?
No.
Like, I could share.
Sure, really?
Yeah. Hmm. Look, hold on. I think I still got some left from tonight.
You're just like, your hand that you licked has just been, like, in and out of this bag all
day. Loose bone meal in his pocket.
Yanush looks over at you. That's really sweet, man. I can tell you got a genuine heart in there.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, like, I'm getting the same vibe from you. I feel like we're kind of like two kindred spirits, you know?
In what way?
Like, you like bone meal, I like bone meal.
Maybe that is enough. And then we just smash cut to, what are you doing with Yanush later that night?
I don't, like, Tank hasn't really had, like, friends. So he kind of just, like, tags along to Yanush's nightly routine.
So you're just 3 feet away from him while Yanush is going, like, yeah, so you got to fill it to this line with oil.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then you add powder A, and that's got to rehydrate overnight.
Okay, rehydrate in the oil.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It's not. So literally, you're just going to let me close the shop like normal. You were like, oh, let's be boys. Let's be friends. Is this what you want to do with your time?
I have practice tomorrow, so, like, I can't really do anything tonight.
This is devastating.
But, like, you know, maybe, like, my off days are, like, on Sundays. So, like, maybe, like, Saturday night, we
could,
like,
6 days away from now.
Yeah, but like you gotta.
Do you want to hang out in 6 days?
Yeah, that's isn't that what people do? They make plans in the future.
What are we gonna do in 6 days, Tank?
I don't know. What do you do for fun?
What do you do? I just work here.
Yeah, but like people hang out with their coworkers all the time.
You don't even work here. I work here.
I get paid in bone meal.
I don't even have any bone meal. You both add one stress. but you also, for some reason, established trust with Yanush the ghost. So the situation ends. He's like, okay, do you want to hang out in 6 days?
6 days. Yeah, got it.
Okay, and you have to know what we're going to do by then.
Okay. Is there anything you like to do?
I work.
Okay, so we'll do something that's not that. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay,
just
cool.
Anything else. And it can't be your thing, because you always do that.
What, like?
Tech ball.
Yeah, but it's like my off day, so...
Well, just do something totally normal that normal people do.
Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah, normal people.
Normal people.
Like drugs?
Camera cuts! All right, so you have indeed added one stress and you have established trust with Yanush the ghost. What a baffling connection you have made.
I was trying to suss him out. I was like, is he a drug guy? Does he drink?
Okay, what is your agenda? That was an agenda.
Yeah, yeah.
The agenda is hang out with Yanush.
I mean, the agenda is acquire boys for a boys' night.
Okay.
But this is like the first step because I've...
One boy.
One boy, potentially.
The counter over your head goes, ding, one boy. Amazing, all right. Who else has an agenda thing they would like to do?
Mine was just to try and find someone to help out with the business. So there wasn't really a lot of opportunity to do that in our mission, but the next one could be pretty good.
Okay.
So I'm going to keep it.
So you're doing your work in your caves and in your greenhouse. What kind of work would you like help with?
Lottie wants to stay at the Screaming Slice and working on her garden and all that stuff. So the more she can have somebody act kind of like as a courier slash, like, I don't know what I call it, but someone who also like gets the orders for her, so she doesn't have to like go talk to people and be like, hey, do you still need anything, or meet them somewhere, because there's not like cell phones to coordinate with our customers and stuff. So it's a lot of manual effort right now.
Ooh, I like that a lot. Okay. So we have a brief montage of Lottie like rushing around, talking to people, looking harried. Like, it's nighttime. You're tired. You just did all this bullshit today. Yeah. Who are you talking to when you're making your sale?
An old man that lives like down the block from the Screaming Slice. And I just help him with like pain.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much. It's good to see you. Here you go. Hands you usual payment.
Well, thank you. So it'll be same time next week, probably?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay, I'll just... Oh, I actually had to pencil someone in that day. Do you have another...
Oh, man.
Maybe that evening?
Well, I'm going to be on this porch no matter what you do to me. Let them all come. I'll be on this porch, Lottie, till the day I die.
Well, hopefully I can keep that further away. I'll be here next week.
All right, sounds
good.
Bye. All right. So this is just another, like, you walk away from that interaction like, I need to make this someone else's problem. Enla, what do you think your agenda is going to be?
Well, my agenda previously was to find something purple for my special armor. I still think I want to try and find something for my next art project, but I guess I would like to do some of that in this downtime. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Can we determine agenda after downtime?
Sure, I'm cool with that.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we'll come back to it.
I'll come back to it then.
Okay, perfect. And so now we move into downtime. You know you have about 3 days until your next mission, you know. So who has a thing they would like to do tonight?
I think we're all de-stressing, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Ooh, yeah, you need it. Everybody here is pretty stressed out. So we're going to try to reduce stress. Sorry?
I don't have a lot of stress.
Actually, Lottie is...
I got a juice burst.
Moisturized,
but,
unbothered.
But she was
staying in her lane.
She was having fun with Skimmer last time.
Incredible. That's good. Yeah. Lottie just had a nice time on a bike, you know? Mm-hmm. Everybody else was fighting for their life. Not Lottie. All right. Who would like to go first?
Well, I mean, I know Inla's project. Inla is piecing together her project for her latest interactive art installation piece. And to commentate on trash, she wants to make people feel like they are the trash. So she wants to put them into giant plastic bags. So it's a trap system where people will walk across certain, and then it just like opens up and they fall into a bag.
Damn.
I want people to really feel the experience of my art. And I want their undivided attention in that process.
Incredible. Would you like to, so you can either just take off two off the top, I believe it is, or you can roll to try to get more off. So would you like to?
I'd like to roll.
Okay.
To potentially get more, because I've got quite a lot.
Yes.
Five.
You nailed it. So you take five off. Amazing.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Do you want to do interaction of my fucking piece?
Okay, let's briefly montage. You guys have been caught. So describe to us how this happens. We see three random passersby. They're just on the streets of Fresco. They're wandering around. They're doing about their life. And then what happens, right?
Then they step onto a loop trap, and it lifts them up into the air, and then it will deposit them into a bag where I then cut the string so they fall into the bag. Head first, of course.
What's the ground underneath this bag?
Earth?
I think it's foam. I think it's just, you know, we got piles of foam.
I don't want to kill anybody.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I want you to feel what it's like to be part of the trash. So then I take the three individual pieces of art and throw them together into a pile of other trash that's part of the waste.
Incredible. You guys are experiencing art right now. How's it going for you?
Yeah, why are you doing this?
Are you kidnapping someone?
No. I need you to feel my art. I want you to understand.
I think she's kidnapping someone.
Yeah.
Can't breathe very well in this bag.
Which one of us is valuable?
I don't know. I don't have any money.
I don't have any money.
I also don't have any money.
We don't have any money. We don't have any money.
I'm not trying to steal
from you. You won't get anything from our families.
Our families don't have any money.
No, not
any. I'm divorced.
I'm also divorced.
Wow.
Wow.
Three divorces here.
Wow, you guys are finding community within the trash.
I really don't like other divorced people.
I know, you're disgusting to me.
Yeah, your failed marriage. It reminds me of a pain that I don't like.
I know it intimately. We know the pain of a relationship failing.
Yeah, and this woman's tried to kidnap people by throwing them in the bags.
So you do know what it's like to feel like trash already, because your marriages were thrown out like trash.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
No, I left on my own accord.
Cut. Beautiful.
I left on my own accord.
Just another successful art experience.
And that is the weirdest, worst artist ever, and that is the goal.
I think if this happened to me, I would think about it a lot. You know, and isn't that the goal of art, really?
Yeah.
But I do love the idea that she's just like, it's very like elementary level, like obsessive.
Amazing. Great job. Beautiful art. Man, life is good. You have a big meat pod full of mysteries and you have your incredible art career. Life's going pretty well for Enla. Who would like to go next?
I'm just going to indulge in a lot of gambling.
Ooh, we cut over to you. Gambling. What does that look like? Where are you at?
We did say that there was a game, right? There was a Fresco Fuzz game. I'm pretty sure I'm betting on the game this time.
Oh, hell yeah. Incredible. Okay. We smash cut over to a screaming crowd of really, really drunk and fucked up people. This is just substances central. People are selling drugs in the crowd like crazy. The field looks like carnage. We see Ludanza, his hair waving in the wind, strong, triumphant. There's like blood coming down from a cut in his forehead, but it just looks cool and sexy. It's like an aesthetic wound. And he raises his head and he howls, and the crowd howls back to him. Looks really good. He's doing a great job. Yeah, where's Tank in all this?
So Tank is just, he's on the sidelines. He's at the ready to mop up blood in case it gets, you know, too slippery. And you know, he's just waiting for his shot. He keeps looking at the coach and he's like, put me in, coach.
You're just radiating eagerness towards this woman. Her name is Ufo. She's over 6 feet tall. She's huge. She looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger in the 80s. She looks crazy. Like, just being around her, you're just like, oh, the power. And she feels you radiating in her direction. She just kind of looks over to you and she's like, how's it going, Tank?
It's going, I think I made some serious strides.
Yep.
And like, I think in this preseason game.
Come on, Danza. Legs, go for the, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, it's a preseason game and I really think, you know, this could be my shot. Like, I did some sick stuff the other day. Like, it was pretty crazy. And
sick.
Yeah, like, I'm ready.
Hey,
I'm ready.
Do you want to go over there? She just kind of points to the other side of the field.
Yeah, like, I'll do whatever you need, coach.
Yeah, you gotta go over there now.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I don't know why I saluted. That's what I think people do in sports. Okay.
You just have to, like, pick your way through the crowd. You're just, like, fighting past drunk people. Do you enjoy the feeling at games? Like, this crowd is, like, nasty. It's a little bit, it's like a Smash Mouth concert in here. It's just a little bit drunk and mean.
It feels bad that I'm not out there, and the crowd noise is kind of just like an amplifier. So like, if I were on the field, it would be giving me adrenaline. But being off the field, it just makes me feel small.
Yeah, you're in this mass, this thrashing crowd. It's like hands reaching towards you, bodies moving, screaming, just a lot of people fucking screaming. You feel small. And the crowd is screaming and thrashing, and we see one very still spot in the crowd. How you doing, buddy?
I am watching extremely intently because I feel like I've placed a bunch of crazy bets on random players from the other team.
This is the gorgeous Gunk Snakes that the Fuzz is up against this time.
Yeah. I did. My bet is that the Fuzz will win. Mm. But I think in terms of tackles and broken bones that two of the players on the gunk snakes will sort of take the top spots.
Incredible. Okay. All right. You're watching intently. Nothing else in your body is moving, but your eyes darting around the crowd.
That's too stress out.
I'm also willing to take that to... How do you want to handle the... Let's represent your bet in terms of another roll. So you tell me a number 1 through 6, and you got to roll that number to win your bet.
Okay. I'm going to say 1, because that's how I roll. All
right. Let's do it.
Yeah, there we go. That's a 5.
Okay, so we're seeing coin changing hands. We're seeing people, you know, placing their bets and losing their money in real time. How's it feel? You watch the game go. You watch the game end. You watch it all fucking slip away. Another chance encounter gone awry. How's it feel?
It feels like shit, but seeing the game itself and being in that crowd is, you know, distressing and de-stressing, not distressing.
Huh. Very fine distinction, yeah.
Being in that crowd is like genuinely an enjoyable experience. So I think I still lose some stress from it, but it didn't have the outcome that I was hoping for.
In a way, it's almost like being back at the temple, like all these bodies moving. Mm. I don't know. It's the inverse. It's strange.
Whenever they start a wave, it's just like, well, this is a different context, but it's the same thing.
Amazing. All right. So you're de-stressing a little bit. Lottie, what are you up to in your downtime?
For one of the things Lottie wants to do, it's just going to be training the playbook.
Ooh.
And we also have that upgrade that lets it be 2 points instead of 1. Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
That would let me level up my playbook.
Wow. Okay. So what are you gaining as a skill? And how are you, like, by what means did you gain this?
I know which one I want, but I'm not sure how Lottie would have trained it. Like looking into a mirror, you can always tell when someone is lying to you.
Oh.
That's such a great move.
That's a really good move. Okay.
Also going to make life that much harder for you as the DM. Yeah, so enjoy.
Okay. I think we have a moment between you and a customer, right? Where a customer tries to lie to you. So you've got that customer that you work with, and she owns a tea shop up near the chips, which is a little bit more... moneyed, you know, as rich as anybody is on Trash Planet, which is not very, but it's richer than you are. So to you, this is money. And you are out at this tea shop, as you are sometimes. You like to check in with your clients. You're selling your little puffballs and your little like sprouts and your manja and whatever you've got on you that day to these nice ladies. And one of them is smiling at you, and she's got, you know, big hair, big smile, really friendly, big, like classic Trash Planet type, just loud, flashy, big jewelry. She says, Lottie, I just love when you come around. It's so good to see you, doll. You just inject fresh air into this conversation. Don't we need that, ladies?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
We cut the podcast. Everything's done. We're following this woman now. You all have to roll new characters that are in this woman's life. Anyway, continue. And so this woman is making her small talk. You're passing out your party favors. And she looks over at you and she smiles. And you just know in your gut that what she feels for you is utmost contempt. Just deep, deep contempt. What do you do?
Lottie is going to smile back at her, and then like kind of turn, like she's rejoining the conversation, looks across the table from her, listens to what are they talking about.
And so I told Federica that it's not true that the Tender Mercy actually does serve real venison, because they don't have any deer anymore on Archelos, okay? So it has to be vat grown.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's
fascinating. Oh, they've been extinct for generations. No one's talking about it. 9 out of 10 doctors hate venison.
I saw a venison once.
Where was
girl.
That?
I was a little girl. I saw it deep in the forest, back when I still lived on Archelos.
You saw a venison?
What was it like?
It was a deer. It was pre-venison.
So while Lottie's listening to this, she's like getting like fake into it, kind of like leaning forward, like hands on the table, listening to the story. And then she says like, oh, that reminds me. And her hand like flies up and it kind of flicks her teacup just like spills it all over in the direction of the lady that was glaring at her.
Oh my God.
Oh, I'm so sorry, darling. It's just, I'm such a clumsy little lady. Let me get that for you. And she grabs like those like cloth napkins they have there and kind of like badly dabs at it to like rub in the stain a little bit.
Oh my God. What type of tea is this? What color is it?
This is like a sweeter one that's kind of like thicker consistency, probably like kind of sugary, of like a dark orangish color.
I gotta tell almost you, like I'm a not fruit jelly or something like thick that. Thick tea.
No, it's exactly what we'd have on Trash Planet though.
Yeah, you're right. It would be when you drink thick. It goes slurp.
Yeah, a hot thick tea sounds just, really. Yeah. Gross.
Yep, just the consistency of NyQuil.
No.
Yes.
That is with the color of Dayquil.
Exactly what I was thinking for this tea. Thank
but
you.
But hot.
Until you've spilled this shit on this woman, she's looking at you radiating displeasure. She's trying to remain, you know, upright and smiling and ha ha ha. But you can feel it between you. I don't know. What this woman does pay you money. This woman is a reliable contact to you. What are you going to do now?
I mean, I think Lottie would be satisfied at that point, just like leaving it at that, just, you know, like fake apologizing, helping her out and getting back to the conversation.
There's a moment where she's really looking in your eyes. And this is the moment she's looking to see if you did it on purpose or not. What's your vibe in that moment?
Lottie does her best to kind of like mimic the sort of like glare that she was feeling earlier in the evening.
All right. Mark down on your contacts list, you have earned yourself your very own custom enemy. Don't you know it's Fanny Wasserman? Feel free to put that on your contacts list. Fanny Wasserman, enemy at tea shop. Wow, great job. But you know, as you make this intense eye contact, it makes the anime spark between you. The shing, you know, the screen splits in half. You know that on your side, it's truth and beauty, baby. She will never lie to you again. And dang, you've unlocked your next playbook move. People are not lying to Lottie. Nice. Good use of a downtime. The camera meanders over to a tall person with a flat haircut. Tank, what are you up to?
Tank shows up back at the Screaming Slice.
Okay, yeah, hey, Halbert, yeah, you wanted me to...
What? Get that out of your mouth. God.
You pay me in it, and so, like, I eat it.
That's true.
So, I don't know why you would be surprised by that. Anyway, you called me here, and, you said you got something for
mumble.
Me to work on?
You shouldn't be mumbling. God.
Okay, I'll talk better. Okay.
Good. She leads you down into the little mushroom cave, which is normally where Lottie grows her mushrooms. But Lottie, have you been able to grow stuff here while the tunnel is wide open? Or like, what's the situation down here?
I mean, she would have at least tried if there's, I don't know if there's like continuous interference coming from the tunnel or if it was just like, there's a hole there now and it's kind of awkward to look down sometimes.
So what happened last time was our neighboring enemy restaurant tried to break in and steal all our mushrooms and collapse the cave. They were only partially successful, but now the cave's kind of jacked up. So Halbert is explaining this like, yeah, you know, all these fucking people. Okay, so I figure we just wedge some shit in the walls, right? And then we'll just pack it up with dirt and it'll be like it never happened. I assume that's how tunnels do, right?
Yeah, I mean, rock is just hard dirt, right?
Do we know differently?
I don't know. I'm not a geologist.
This is why we're friends, Tank, because we understand each other. And we don't understand rocks.
That is true. That is true.
She smacks you on the back so hard. She's like a little 5-foot lady, so it like doesn't do much, but you know.
Okay, so I just like seal this up with dirt. And
follow your heart, Tank. Live your dream.
Okay, it was never one of my dreams growing up, but I think like I can maybe retroactively.
But what if it was?
I can maybe retroactively like trick myself into thinking it was one of my dreams growing up.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Famous kickball player. Also, cover up a big hole with dirt. Okay.
All right. Please make your roll to see how well this goes for good old Tank.
What am I rolling here?
What attribute do you want to roll for this?
I'm gonna pitch you care.
All right, explain.
Okay,
explain yourself.
So I really want to do a good job on this, and I really want to show Halbert like
that I'm an asset, right? And I'm going to take my time, and I'm really going to, you know, pack up this dirt and make sure there's no cracks and do my best effort.
Incredible. I will allow it.
Okay.
We're going to call that controlled standard. That's a pretty normal role.
That is a 4.
Okay. All right. So you're going to fill in 2 segments on that project clock. Beautiful. Okay, so we smash cut to a few hours later after Tank has lived his dream a little bit. What is the scene that we see in the basement?
Tank is glistening from sweat. He's wiping his brow, and he takes a big step back, and there's just a sad hole halfway filled with dirt, and he just has a look of pure satisfaction of a job well done.
Nice.
Even though it's not completed yet.
It doesn't not look like a butthole is the thing. Like, it doesn't not look like that, you know? We know. We look at it and we know.
Question. How did you fill in the dirt? Like, is it, like, mostly on the big tomato side and it's, like, halfway up? Or is it, like, half... Is it just, like a half moon shape? Because it's, like, only the bottom half of the entire tunnel?
What was your strategy?
Like, what's the strategy here?
Probably would have to be the first one, right? Like, I don't think he's gonna be like crawling and just like dumping like half dirt the next time.
Just making the tunnel smaller.
Yeah.
All right. Does that infringe on the big tomato or not?
To close up this tunnel, it would have to.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, all right, you are looking at your beautiful butthole, you've thrown a bunch of dirt into their tunnels, and you're like, all right, another job, well done. To remind you, the clock is at 50%, no problem. Tank, you wander upstairs, you're absolutely dirt-caked. Halberd is eating a cheese stick. It's made out of, like, rehydrated paste. It's not really cheese. Nothing on here is real. But she breaks it in half and gives you the other half a cheese stick. It's just, good job, soldier.
Oh, thank you. Is this a whiz stick?
What did you call me?
Oh, like, you know the fake cheese?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a whiz stick.
Yeah. I guess it is, kid. I guess it is.
I just want to be clear. I was not calling you a slur. I learned a lot from our previous conversation.
Yeah, you respect women now.
I do respect women.
Yeah.
And I just want you to know, I used that lesson.
Wow. She smacks on the back real hard. Yeah, she's like, yeah. Tank, you know how I feel right now?
Oh.
I feel respected.
Oh, nice.
Tank's respect women counter goes ding, plus one.
Well, he failed to mention that he used that lesson to punch his
friend. So didn't he beat
But in an equal way.
Yeah. In a fun, empowering way. Yeah. I beat the shit out of 3 ladies.
I am half expecting Tank to change his agenda to respect women.
Yeah. No, baby, that's just the way Tank lives at this point.
It's a lifestyle.
Respecting women. Finding boys.
Finding boys. Respecting women. the tank method. I don't know.
Tank agenda.
Incredible. Wow. Another banger downtime. The vibe is good. The vibe is right. The vibe is sweet and the vibe is nice. It is another beautiful night here on Helica. You were tired. You're a little bit scraped up. And that is why maybe you don't react super quickly when someone chucks a Molotov through the front window of the Scream and Slice. Someone please give me a straight 1d6 for your engagement roll for the intrusion.
I'm banned from engagement.
Yeah, you're banned. Someone who's
Fine,
not Natalie.
I'll do it.
All right.
I love how all of us looked at Natalie.
Yeah. listeners at home, she's glowing. She has a little cherubic smile. She knows she's so lucky. Right?
She's a lucky girl.
She's a lucky girl.
A 3. Inla is not a lucky girl.
Not great. As a reminder, for no particular reason, you can spend coin to increase some shit.
Yeah, we do have 3 coin. We need to probably
You do
use.
Have 3 coin from your last job.
I would like to use one of those coins.
You don't have to.
No, I think we do. We are too stressed out for this. Like, this is going to kill us.
So if I use a coin, that means that my 1-3 result becomes a 4-5 as a result.
Let's say it's an improvement to the front of the Scream and Slice that you bought. Like, you did some kind of fortification. Like, what did you do to, like, protect against Molotov cocktail? And this is in the past, so you're not doing it now, but this is just, like, a lucky thing that happened.
An awning?
Oh my god. All right. Actually, okay, so at first the camera shot with this badass, like, through the window, smoke, flames, intense music. What actually happens is Molotov cocktail, bong, hits the rubber awning that, like, fell down, is at a crazy angle, and you hear someone go, fuck!
You're listening to a Hypergallant production. If you like what you heard, leave us a rate and review. Check out our website at hypergallant.com. Thank you to the Drin, the Serfs, Crime of Passing, Perverts Again, and our own Rabbit Sullivan, that's me, for the use of their music. Thank you to Morgan Davey, Malcolm Craig, and Gregor Hutton for the use of their game, A-State.